Amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Isaiah tells us, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. I'm trying something today that I've never done in a sermon before. I've showed movies, and most people actually love it, and some don't, of course. It's not a traditional thing. But this morning I'm going to try. Anybody ever read The Shack? Anybody? Yeah. I have a CD of a professional actor reading this section of The Shack. It's really powerful. Even if you've read the book, I would suggest listening to this guy because he's really talented in the way he shares in this. But anyway, what this particular section is about, it deals with this sermon. And Jesus is who Mac is talking to. Now, in this book, if you haven't read it, Mac lost his daughter in a horrible circumstance. And he spent 3 years trying to deal with this. And he goes back to the shack where all this happens. And he meets some unexpected people that are there, being Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in this conversation, he is talking with Jesus. And Jesus is trying to get him to step off the dock and walk on the water across the lake. All right? So this is where we are in the story.
"It's just like stepping off a one-foot-high stair. Nothing to it."
"Will my feet get wet?"
"Of course. Water is still wet." Again, Mac looked down at the water and back at Jesus.
"Then why is this so hard for me?"
"Tell me what you're afraid of, Mac."
"Well, let me see. What am I afraid of? Well, I'm afraid of looking like an idiot. I'm afraid that you are making fun of me and that I will sink like a rock. I imagine that..."
"Exactly. You imagine. Such a powerful ability, the imagination. That power alone makes you so like us. But without wisdom, imagination is a cruel taskmaster. If I may prove my case, do you think humans were designed to live in the present, or the past, or the future?"
"Well, I think the most obvious answer is that we were designed to live in the present. Is that wrong?"
"Relax, Mac. This is not a test. It's a conversation. You are exactly correct, by the way. But now tell me, where do you spend most of your time in your mind, in your imagination? In the present, in the past, or in the future?"
Mac thought for a moment before answering. "I suppose I would have to say that I spend very little time in the present. For me, I spend a big piece in the past, but most of the rest of the time, I'm trying to figure out the future."
"Not unlike most people. When I dwell with you, I do so in the present. I live in the present, not the past. Although much can be remembered and learned by looking back, but only for a visit, not an extended stay. And for sure, I do not dwell in the future you visualize or imagine. Mac, do you realize that your imagination of the future, which is almost always dictated by fear of some kind, rarely, if ever, pictures me there with you?" Again, Mac stopped and thought. It was true. He spent a lot of time fretting and worrying about the future, and in his imaginations, it was usually pretty gloomy and depressing, if not outright horrible. And Jesus was also correct in saying that in Mac's imaginations of the future, God was always absent. Why do I do that? It is your desperate attempt to get some control over something you can't. It is impossible for you to take power over the future because it isn't even real, nor will it ever be real. You try and play God, imagining the evil that you fear becoming reality, and then you try and make plans and contingencies to avoid what you fear.
Yeah, that's basically what Sarayu was saying. So why do I have so much fear in my life? Because you don't believe. You don't know that we love you. The person who lives by their fears will not find freedom in my love. I'm not talking about rational fears regarding legitimate dangers, but imagined fears, and especially the projection of those into the future. To the degree that those fears have a place in your life, you neither believe I am good, nor know deep in your heart that I love you. You sing about it, you talk about it, but you don't know it. Mac looked down once more at the water and breathed a huge sigh of the soul.